6:53, Tuesday morning. It's certainly not Tuesday until we talk with the deputy director at our Kenosha Public Museum. She is absolutely, maybe I've had too much coffee this morning. She is absolutely Museum Lady Peggy Gregorski. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Over-caffeinated. I almost blew the intro this morning. What the heck?
Well, I've been around long enough. Probably don't need introductions anymore.
Now, you're a veteran. You're a veteran of this program, so you know you have pretty low expectations, I'm thinking. As does management, apparently.
Pete's been feeling good this morning. You guys are just kind of like living on the
clicking.
Edge.
We're clicking. We're good. Clicking. But we need to know before any future clicking happens about stuff that's going on at the Kenosha Public Museums, Peggy.
Red pandas.
Now, is it the color red or are these communist pandas?
They love their food.
No.
The red panda was delicious. No?
No, that's a different thing.
Munchkins tomorrow morning, 9:30. It's all about the red panda. So, yes, the red panda does come from the eastern Himalayas and southwest China. It is of the panda family, but it is kind of got a reddish-brown fur. It's much smaller than the pandas. It's more the size of a domestic cat. And it's got a long, bushy tail that has stripes on it, similar to a raccoon. And this isn't the most pleasant-looking animal.
Wait, I'm going to Google it now that you said it.
I was going to say, it might make a good house pet, but now that you say that, I'm not sure.
It has a waddling gait, just like the panda, and like a raccoon, for that matter, too. But a long, shaggy tail. It eats bamboo and birds and insects.
I don't know. It's kind of cuddly. I wouldn't want to see it looking at me from the dumpster like the raccoon, but it's cuddly.
Don't you think it looks like a raccoon, though? A
little bit, yeah. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. Same family, maybe? I guess I'll have to find out at the museum.
Well, yes. I'm going to have to tune in tomorrow because I'm all interested in the red panda. So that's
red
all
panda
it is.
Madness.
All at the Munchkins group meeting tomorrow, live on Facebook, 9:30 with Mr. Nick. Preschoolers with their favorite adults. Be sure to tune in to our Zoom meeting at the Civil War Museum on Friday. It's actually the Spark program Friday afternoon November 20th at 2:00. Give us a call in advance so we can send you the Zoom link. This is a free program for those with early memory loss and signs of dementia and their caregivers. And this group has really grown close over all of this, not just during our pandemic season, but also before that. And they're really glad to get together again. More are welcome. The Zoom sessions work out really well, and it's a great relief and enrichment for these families. And this Friday, they're going to tour the Four Seasons Potawatomi Village in the permanent exhibit at the Kenosha Public Museum. And it talks about how the Potawatomi survived four seasons and thrived here in the early 18th century. So that'll be a good program. Just a reminder, too, this Friday, Steve Rogstad, one of our favorite Civil War Museum presenters, is going to join us again live on Facebook at noon. He's going to be Among the Badgers is the name of this program, and it's all about Abe and Mary Todd Lincoln and their experiences in Wisconsin. They were only
You were going to say their experiences with badgers.
No.
I don't know. I never knew Abe Lincoln had a problem with a badger, but in Wisconsin. Specifically.
That could be a subplot in the story. Who knows?
Yeah, a bullet point.
They were only here five times, in Wisconsin five times, and never together. But there is a plethora of Lincoln history and lore and certainly statues and memorials to both of them in Wisconsin. So Steve will be talking about that at noon on Friday. Check it out on Facebook. Be sure to come visit, especially the Kenosha Public Museum right now. We have a brand new exhibit. It's called Small Wonders, Insects in Focus. Now, I'm not a bug person.
No, it's hard. They're kind of hard to find. The Harvey Klingers of the world are kind of difficult to find. Google the reference if you don't know.
So, imagine, if you will, these little bugs enlarged, photographically enlarged to human size.
As long as they're not chemically enlarged, it's okay.
No.
Sounds like a 50s sci-fi film to me,
Peggy. Yeah, it's a horror
movie,
exactly.
Two-dimensional, very safe. I enjoy. Well, so these are beautiful artworks through technology and ingenuity. Bob Sober, the photographer, brings insects not to life, but to visual cue as never before. It gives you kind of an appreciation of the form, function, and diversity of nature. They're beautiful, colorful portraits, if you will. And again, human-sized insects. So it's really entertaining. Kids will love it. It's a lot of fun, actually.
I think, Peggy, you're talking me into a new love of insects, huh?
It's pretty cool. It's very cool. Be sure to stop in and see it. Mark your calendars for the annual holiday gift shop sale. Socially distanced, of course, and only limiting the number of people at the gift shop, but it's the Friday after Thanksgiving, just like everyone else, from 10 to 4:30. It'll be great sales in all three museum gift shops.
Beautiful.
And one more time this Saturday, pop-up Saturday, the Kenosha Public Museum, the Civil War Museum, and the Dinosaur Discovery Museum will all be open. Check our website for hours.
All right. What is that website address?
Oh, www.kenoshapublicmuseum.org, and love us on Facebook.
She is Museum Lady Peggy Grigorski. It's Red Panda and Bugs all day long. Check it out for yourself. Thanks, Peggy. You have a great week, okay?
Thanks, guys. Take care.